Jabbing babies and toddlers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Doctors and nurses will be doing that across America this week, protecting young kids from 6 months to 5 years old against COVID.
Following an emergency use authorization from the FDA and the CDC for Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. The CDC's advisory panel okayed them over the weekend, saying that the shots offer young kids protection from hospitalizations, death, and possible long-term COVID complications.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, 83% of Americans over the age of five have already had at least one vaccine dose. 47% are fully vaccinated, have had at least one booster shot. Shots fired in Washington and New York City. First in D.C.
There was some type of incident or fight that happened between some of the individuals who were in attendance.
Police Chief Robert Conte says a 15-year-old boy was killed. This man was there.
I was sitting next to a cop. Next thing you know, shots rang out. He did not want to stay down. He proceeded on. And we were trying to enjoy ourselves. Crowds kept running and running back and forth.
That injured police officer he talked about is expected to be okay. Two others also injured. There have been no arrests. The shooting in New York was just after midnight in the Harlem neighborhood. One man was killed, eight wounded. Police have also made no arrests yet, still searching for one or more possible gunmen. The shooting in Washington was during a festival commemorating Juneteenth, which is a federal holiday today, remembering the time when the last slaves were freed after the Civil War. It's World Refugee Day, and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is speaking out. About 7 million of his citizens have fled to neighboring countries since Russia's February invasion. Zelensky tells the Global Policy Forum,
"We need your support. We need modern weaponry that would have better capability than the Russian weapons."
This as Russian forces continue to bombard areas of Eastern Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
There will be two more hearings this week in the House Committee's investigation into last year's Capitol riot. Democrat Zoe Lofgren tells CBS Face the Nation they are making the case former President Trump tried to overturn the election results, but
it's not the role of Congress to decide who gets prosecuted.
The Justice Department keeps investigating that. The former president on his social media site yesterday called it a witch hunt with a committee full of political hacks. The only two Republicans on it voted to impeach him after the riot.
Select Committee Vice Chair Republican Liz Cheney says former President Trump and members of his legal team tried to influence state officials to overturn or decertify election results in the weeks leading up to January 6th.
It targeted every tier of federal and state elected officials.
Last week, the committee heard from legal advisors, the former Vice President Mike Pence, who described a pressure campaign to reject electoral slates. The committee is scheduled to hold two hearings this week, tomorrow and Thursday, with live testimony and presentations of recorded depositions. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
One small step for NASA, hoping to return to the place where Neil Armstrong took one large step for mankind.
An Orion crew capsule stacked upon a Space Launch System rocket sits at the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center, where engineers are hoping to fill its fuel tanks with liquid hydrogen and oxygen, the key components of what powers space rockets. This is Artemis 1, and if the tanking test today can be completed, it will allow NASA to proceed with plans for later this year to fly the uncrewed ship to the moon as the first in a series of missions that in just 3 years will see Americans, including women and people of color, walk the lunar surface once more. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
We mentioned today being Juneteenth, a new federal holiday. It means no stock market trading, no opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.